Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? I'm Mike Sempervivi here, welcoming you to Wrestling Observer Live. We are here with you every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and replays on Saturdays here on Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, Sirius XM Satellite Rush Channel 93, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes, Pirate Radio streaming from somewhere in the South Atlantic. No matter how you're listening to my voice, I'd like to say thank you for making Observer Live the most listened to professional wrestling and mixed martial arts program in the world. Not sure how to begin the show today. No WWE special event tonight. There was no UFC show of any kind this weekend. TNA hasn't been sued by anyone else yet. Shockingly quiet times this weekend, which we know is fleeting anymore when it comes to professional wrestling and mixed martial arts anymore. At least, you know, the UFC can always at least count on them having two or three shows a weekend, it seems like most weekends, but somehow they were able to take this whole weekend off, and like Chris Jericho, I'm just going to go ahead and drink it in, and I'll be happy with that. So I'm not sure if you're happy about it tonight or not, but it makes it pretty much an open line day since there was really no specific thing that happened over the weekend. So as the norm when the boss man's not here, if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to. But do so to the studios of Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Or if you're on Skype, dial us up on the screen name Sports Byline 2, that's Sports Byline and the number 2. Or if you're on the Twitter machine and you just want to do that, go ahead and do that, at Sempervivi. And even without a bunch of live events taking place this weekend, there's still a lot to talk about. You have Raw coming up tomorrow night, and if they're going to be able to keep any of the bump in viewership that they got last week with the return of Goldberg, they're going to have the best opportunity that they can get with Brock Lesnar coming back to give his retort to Goldberg's retort. So, or at least standing there being big while Paul Heyman does it for him. But that's probably the biggest thing going on. There's some other stuff. If you're at the fair in San Diego watching Lucha Underground, let us know. Bellator, TNA, tons of things taking place, and including your phone calls as well. And we'll get back right to it after the break. This is Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And we're back, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You know, it wouldn't be a Sunday here in Wrestling Observer Live if we didn't go to the phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and introduce Ryan in Cumberland, Maryland.
My question for you, Mike, is, do you know if there's any heat on James Ellsworth with the push he's gotten lately?
I wouldn't think there would be any pushback on James Ellsworth. In fact, I would think that one James Ellsworth, formerly and still maybe currently of the Adrenaline Tag Team, Pretty Ugly. I believe that he would actually, he's reached some sort of cult figure status, I think, not only amongst fans, but amongst wrestlers themselves. Because, I mean, hey, you got to admit, he's incredibly entertaining at what he does. And much like everybody, he had a chance to start on the independent scene. And unlike guys like Seth Rollins and other people who may have a certain look or you know, more talent, everybody deserves a chance. And why not? We should all be inspired by James Ellsworth.
And you think he'll be allowed to take the Styles Clash again, considering what happened a couple weeks ago?
Absolutely not. No, no, and I hope no, never again. And Ryan, thank you very much for your call. I hope I never see him take that move again, because even though he was okay with his lack of chin and whatever else it was, including AJ basically pulling up, realizing that he had his head down and saving his life, which probably put AJ in danger doing that by having to make that move. I never need to see him take that move again. Three people have been hurt really bad with that move, all of which were not AJ Styles' fault, in that you have to, I guess it's unnatural to not want to, you know, tuck your head, but you got to lay flat out, and three people didn't, and they were all very, very serious injuries to you know, one degree or another. Yoshitatsu being one of them, who's just still trying to come back for New Japan, just completely stunted anything that he had going on over there after his return from WWE. So, yeah, that was a really close case right there. A very, very close case, and could have been far worse. Ryan, just how he leads off with the calls on Sunday every time, I had no idea, but he's not going to ruin my Sunday. I almost did that enough earlier on. I started Jamal Charles over Jay Ajayi, Matt Jones over Latavius Murray, Blake Bortles over David Carr. These took the Falcons in a cutthroat pool, so I'm still pretty confident there going into Week 8, and I got some pretty good options left. So, you can't hold me down. I guess because we never start off with it, because there's never a time to start off with it. I'll start off with Bellator, actually, as far as like a news piece of the day. With nothing going on with UFC and WWE really this weekend, Bobby Lashley's fight in Bellator on Friday is probably the biggest attention-getting thing. He just tore a guy up. It wasn't much of a fight. He faced off against a guy by the name of Josh Appelt, who is a 33-year-old fighter out of California, and whose career record shows that he's basically a professional opponent, and he got run in this fight with Lashley. Lashley caught him in the right eye, in about midway through the first round, which put him on his heels. And Lashley then followed that up with a takedown against the cage, which he was almost doing like the old pro wrestling bear hug gimmick, like the Hulk golden squeeze or whatever, where like he would grab him and he had him around the waist and he was kind of like thrashing him back and forth, and then dropped him, you know, got him in a position where he wanted him to be and mounted him and just put the dog on him for the rest of the round. He couldn't finish him, though. Couldn't finish him. Went for a key lock, I think it was, or Kimura. And he actually had Appelt's back at one point and pounded away at him, but couldn't finish him off. And in the second round, Lashley slipped around on an Appelt takedown early and took him down instead and pounded on him a little bit more before getting on a rear naked choke that Appelt just tapped to instantly. He was just done. So in the second round, or the... Again, should it have gone that long? Probably not. You know, Lashley is still not the best fighter in the world by high standards that you should, you know, that you think of usually when you think of the UFC. But that's 8 in a row now for him, and 5 of which have been in Bellator. So considering their promotional style and the fact that there's like no notable heavyweight fighters like in all of combat sports, but especially in Bellator, that it's not hard to believe that Lashley isn't going to be in their heavyweight title picture. And I know that Brian Knapp over at SureDog opined that he thought the next good fight for Lashley would be Matt Mitrione, who hasn't fought since July, where he got kabonged in that one fight in June and then announced he was fighting a couple weeks later and did fight 3 weeks later and ended up winning that fight. Hasn't fought since then. So that is probably the best name out there. I mean, there's Czech Congo, who beat just about the only other heavyweight Bellator has in Tony Johnson in what was an awful fight. So no buys there. So I guess if you're doing Mitrione and Lashley for the heavyweight title, I guess that's okay. But I would actually be more apt to lean towards Rampage Jackson is something that you can get more attention for, because I can't see there being a way where Mitrione doesn't knock Bobby Lashley out. I mean, it was a fun little fight, kind of, for what it was. And I guess if you place it on the Bellator scale, I mean, it fits there. I mean, nothing against Lashley or anything like that. I mean, he can beat me up. So, I mean, I'm not, you know, doubting what he did. But it's like, I can't see him being able to hang with Mitrione, where with Rampage, you know, depending on where exactly Rampage is at and how much he trains and how much he cares and all of that sort of stuff, I don't think Rampage can knock Bobby Lashley out. At least Lashley would be far less susceptible to being knocked out than compared to Mitrione. And I think you can take it to a decision. I think it's something that he could probably win, being a huge, you know, much bigger guy than Rampage and much younger and much less, you know, even though he's 40. Actually, I don't know if he's that much younger, really, than Rampage. I got to check Rampage's age now. It feels like he's been around forever. But he's far less war-wounded than Rampage is. So I think that would actually be a fight that I would lean towards more than anything. And, you know, I guess in that way, having Lashley on the card, Bellator did a pretty good job with the weekend. Jerry Lawler was on the show from Josh Nason's report that's up at WrestlingObserver.com. The biggest things to note out of it, and I'll read this verbatim from Josh's report. The biggest thing on the show was to push Tito Ortiz and Chael, that they're going to be fighting soon. And they were interviewed via satellite, and Josh writes, Chael said that Tito just had his Rolls repossessed. He said he wouldn't hold a Rolls Royce himself because he's not that big of a prick. He then said that Tito tried to sell his suits to pay off the debt, but no one was looking for a size 52 stupid. Tito laughed at that one and plugged his Instagram while Chael flexed. Tito says Chael has been dominated by Hall of Famers before and it's going to happen again. Chael says he promised his father on his deathbed that he would beat Tito Ortiz. Tito says that on January 21st, Chael is going to get smashed, and then rips off Goldberg by saying, Chael Sonnen, you are next. There are a couple good lines in there, but pretty underwhelming segment overall. Unquote. You know, you never know when you're going to get to the well too many times and come up dry until you're just thirsting. And I don't know if they have completely beat this thing into the ground or not. I'm not sure how much interest this is really going to have. I guess for goofy entertainment, it's there. But I'm curious at what kind of TV rating this thing is actually going to pop. It's one of those examples of why if Bellator has any money to throw around, you try to throw it at George St. Pierre if he's clear, because you need to have a little bit more than going with Chael again for the millionth time and Tito again for the millionth time. One good thing came out of the show, Alexander Slemko, the former middleweight champion, defeated Kendall Grove by the liver shot in the second round. After a wild first round, he landed a liver shot in the second, landed some punches on the ground, finished it off. And Josh notes that Slemko looked great here and is primed for another shot at the title. Melvin Manhoff, Slemko believes, will win the middleweight title rematch with Rafael Carvalho and then wants him when he does. So there you go, Bellator. Congratulations. For the first time in a long time, and probably for a long time again, you got the top spot here on Wrestling Observer Live. I'm going to take it back to the phones to talk with you, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Mike Sempervivi. This is Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399. An Ibanez Electric for $249. A Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199. Or Daddario Strings, 3 packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez won't be back tomorrow. I don't know when he's going to be back. Tuesday? Maybe he's just going to stay at the beach like full time and just give up the ghost and hide out there and just raise children and never come back. Nah, I doubt it. He loves the sound of his own voice too much. I can say those things because he's not here. And he's probably not listening either. So good. Nah, but you're listening. And if you'd like to call in, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. The world-class championship wrestling music playing us back in there. And we'll take it to, back to the phone calls here momentarily. Did get a text. What do you think about the rumors if AJ Styles about AJ Styles against Shawn Michaels? Whether it's true or not, do you think AJ would be a better match with somebody else or somebody else? Take that to mean, do I think it's a great match, and do I want to see AJ Styles possibly against somebody else? Well, if it could happen, that's great. Now, I don't know if Shawn Michaels wasn't coming back for Bryan Danielson, no matter how great a shape that Shawn Michaels is in, and I would believe he's in great shape. I don't know if he's going to come back for AJ Styles. I mean, it would, I guess it could make some sense to have one more in him or something like that, and I mean, he wouldn't probably have to do much because Styles is so great. So even though I'm sure that they would, but, you know, you can get, you know, far more out of AJ Styles than you can a lot of other guys. You know, you don't have to work that hard with somebody who's that good. So it would be great, I guess, that way for Michaels. But I would rather see AJ Styles be in the mix with somebody from now. And I know that fantasy matches are great, and it's not like I'd turn it down if it happened, but I would rather see AJ Styles and Finn Balor or AJ Styles and Kevin Owens or AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura or AJ Styles and somebody of today. And that's got nothing against Shawn Michaels or anything like that, but it's just, it's just I would rather kind of push forward in that direction. There's only so many times you can go back to the well, and I don't, again, as much as I'd like to see it, I've seen with Ric Flair and with Triple H and with The Undertaker, I don't know how many more times Shawn Michaels can really top it, and I don't want to see a Sting situation where somebody gets hurt or something like that. And I know he's going to have a movie coming out. The WWE had picked up. It's a religious-based movie. The dad from The Middle is in it, and D.B. Sweeney is in it as well, too. And I don't know if, you know, maybe timeline-wise that might, you know, WWE films, maybe that's an extra reason to bring Shawn Michaels in or something like that. But I just don't think it's necessary, but see what you think, too. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Take it back to the phone lines now. John in Arkansas. John, how are you?
I am doing well, Mike. I'll veer from my what I was originally going to mention about TNA to opine on the following topic. I can't say I'd be very bullish on Michaels and Styles either. It's nothing against either of them. It's just, I would prefer to see AJ Styles in a more contemporary-based match rather than a legend special attraction match thing. It just doesn't do anything for me. And I, in full disclosure, I'm not exactly the world's greatest Shawn Michaels fan because of some of past exploits, but it's just, let's do something more current and more modern, and we can use Shawn in another fashion. There's somebody else there, I'm sure, that he might like to work with that you could still get your little neat buzz thing out of. The thing I was going to mention, though, man, this TNA thing is a circus in a half. I mean, all they lack is clowns and calliope music for this thing and some cotton candy. It's gone to ridiculous levels. My only thought and this whole thing is that I think the Fight Network secretly has brokered some sort of deal where if Dixie screws up again, it's all going to go over to them. And then, in essence, they'll be able to create their own vanity promotion like they've wanted to do for a number of years. And, hey, bully for them if they accomplish that feat.
John, I want to thank you very much for the call, and I will use that as a little bridge here to talk about the Ballad of TNA Impact, which got even better on Friday when several documents regarding Billy Corgan's lawsuit that he filed against Impact Ventures and Dixie Carter Salinas and Serge Salinas. I still can't believe Brian hasn't seen Beverly Hills Cop. I thought everybody had seen Beverly Hills Cop. My name is Serge. I'm fine. Just no. Anyway, also again, CFO Dean Broadhead, and those papers were unsealed in this court case, which is going to be supposedly taking place in Davidson County, Tennessee, a new version of the actual lawsuit itself, according to WrestlingObserver.com, is expected to be unsealed on Tuesday. And I'll read off what Dave wrote on the website, because this is, as we've been talking about this and talking about the Billy Corgan lawsuit that he filed, we weren't, we heard rumors about what could be in it, but nothing was really out there. Well, the keynote is that Corgan was granted a restraining order last week. Key, because that means Chancellor Ellen Hobbs Lyle believed his case against TNA is likely to prevail, as that would be the reason to grant such an order. The restraining order means that TNA is not allowed to take any action regarding selling, assigning assets, or such as the tape library, until the court allows them, preventing a sale of the tape library to either the Fight Network or WWE, or as well as a sale of any stock in the company to anyone. That explains why the Fight Network had to loan TNA the money to keep going, as opposed to putting money in exchange for points. In the company, in the unusual announcement this past week, the money appears to be put in to make the company solvent for now, as Corgan claimed they were not solvent, and based on his agreement with Carter, if the company was not solvent, then he would be able to make all of the key decisions. Carter Salinas was barred from what they had done before, which is sell points in the company in exchange for cash, or sell more of the tape library in exchange for cash. The Fight Network and Carter Salinas were attempting to buy back Corgan's stock in the company, thus refunding him in exchange. He goes away and drops what would be an embarrassing lawsuit. Corgan would also be banned right now from selling his points in the company to an outsider, but if he drops the case, he could sell his points back to them. The fact the suit is continuing means that Corgan has not yet agreed to take the money and go away. They talk, Dave goes on and talks a lot more about this stuff. We've heard the reports of TNA having a judgment put against them from American Express for travel expenses that needed to be paid back. Bruce Pritchard said that he had financial issues because TNA withheld tax money from his checks but never paid the government the withholding that they needed to, and because of that, the government went after him for not paying his taxes for about $10,000. He said it was all straightened out, but it shows just another level to the mess that was going on there. At least brings it out into the light for everybody to see, and seems that there could be a lot more that could be dragged out in the light to see, which is why they are working so hard to try to get Billy Corgan to, I guess, essentially buy him off above and beyond what he has already put into the company, so that some of these nasty details don't keep coming out. And, for the Fight Network, I don't know exactly what the end game here is. If they're thinking they can get this thing on the cheap with the money that they've already put in, they get a TV product out of the deal, they get a tape library that they can replay, which I believe they're doing right now anyway in some form, and they could turn around and possibly sell the thing down the line to WWE. Which is certainly possible, and try to make some money up that way with it. Or, hey, as far as I know, I don't know how the Fight Network operates or anything like that. Maybe they have an interest. Anthem's got an interest selling all of Fight Network to WWE one day. they got World Series of Fighting on there anyway. I know it would probably cause a problem with the UFC, deal that they have there, but hey, why not? If WWE wants to think big and they want to take on more of a TV, network approach, maybe Vince sees what his buddy Donald Trump is doing with Trump TV and gets excited that he wants to do more with WWE Network and turn it into the fantasy sports channel and have these other properties. Wouldn't stun me, and it wouldn't stun me if somebody else inside WWE thought that too. Why not? Of course, this is all fantasy business booking, but you never know. Media companies make for incestuous bedfellows at some time or another, so who knows what could happen there. But take it back to the phone calls right now. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Got Jim in Virginia. Jim, how are you?
How you doing, Mike?
Not too bad. What's happening?
Oh, I was just wondering, since recently we got the good news that WWE NXT had signed Crazy Mary Dobson, do you think they will let her keep her, like her hardcore gimmick, or do you think they'll change her to some dumb gimmick or something other?
I think they'll soften it. I think what they'll do, I think it's there's no reason to, I think, get away from it too much. I mean, she's in, I guess, the new group now with Eric Young and everything. I feel Brainlock now, not Decay, but the group that they're in. And I guess she's been talked about as far as being a possibility to be Sister Abigail, brought up to be with the Wyatt family, which would be a perfect fit there, too, if you wanted to go in that direction. But either way, it would be tough for me to believe that they wouldn't, you know, she's not going to be doing any Lufisto crazy stuff or anything like that. She's going to be a WWE character.
Well, I just don't want to be done. You remember the first time she was up there, she was the makeup girl for The Miz now.
Oh, God, that's right. That was, you know what, Jim, I hear the music there, and, you know, that makeup girl for The Miz will go down in history alongside the woman who accused AJ Styles of fathering her baby on TNA that everybody would like to forget, but we'll be back. 1-800-878-PLAY if you'd like to join me. 1-800-878-7529. This is Wrestling Observer Live from the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you. Got to get this in there. If you like this show, and I know that you do because you're still listening to it, head on over to HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com for a cavalcade of wrestling goodness. Individual downloads are available. The real value is in the monthly subscription, $9.99 a month. Over 3,000 hours of video is available to you and featuring some of the biggest names to ever lace up a pair of custom-made leather boots, live events, shoot interviews, documentaries, and so much more. Up there right now, front and center, when you go to the HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com website, is I Never Quit, the Magnum TA story, as well as our founder and the godfather of wrestling journalism, Dave Meltzer, who got back together with Chris Hero at this past PWG Bola event to record part two of a sit-down conversation called, creatively enough, Hitting the High Spots. Also want to say, give a special thanks to KayfabeCommentaries.com. When you hear Brian hit you with the tagline, their shoots aren't shareholder approved, believe it. Really are the best collection of products going as far as I am concerned. There's a timeline coming up. These timelines are great if you like history, if you like the Carl Stern Classic Wrestling Audio Show broadcast, and if you read the Observer for old history news, you would love some of these timelines. The WWF one, 1983 with Don Morocco, where always flew under the radar when he talks about the Jimmy Snuka situation that happened with Nancy Argentina. Way back when, talks about that in there. That has always kind of flown under the radar. Very interesting, the timeline that Jim Cornette's got coming up, or back to the territories that he's got coming up with Terry Funk about Amarillo. That's on the heels of one he did with Baron Von Raschke about Indianapolis. I mean, these are some really awesome, cool things that they got going on over there, but that's enough of that right now. I'm going to take it back to the phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If you want to join me, if you want to get a hold of me on Twitter, you can as well, at Semper Vivi. And I'm going to go to Mark in England. Mark, how are you?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Not too bad. What part of England are you calling from?
I'm from Hertfordshire originally, but I actually live in Ireland at the moment. So I kind of, you know, between countries, if you will.
Okay. So, well, thank you for staying up late and listening and calling in. So what's on your mind?
Two questions for you. You can pick one or answer both. Up to you. Have you seen much of Tommy and what's your thoughts about him going into NXT? How do you think he'll do, kind of making his way to the main roster? Because he has a pretty unique look. And also what your thoughts on the announcement by DDT that they're going to do this whole streaming thing going forward, and if you think there's kind of an audience for that.
The second one first, because I'm far more familiar with DDT than I am with Tommy End.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Yeah, they might as well try it. I mean, you know, these are all, we're dealing in a niche industry as we sit here and talk about pro wrestling. And then anything outside of WWE is a niche of that niche. And some of those niches are notched a little bit bigger than others. And places like Stardom, who are doing streaming right now, they have a certain audience that for the most part that they hit. And it's really separated out so much that if it doesn't really cost you anything, you might as well go ahead and do it, because you know that there are loyal people out there that are willing to spend the money on it and going ahead to do it. I mean, we just talked about, did the High Spots commercial there. I mean, they have a service. NWA On Demand with Houston, the old Houston wrestling tapes, has a service. There's so much out there. Rev Pro's got one. Everybody's got one. So if you can go ahead and put your stuff up there and get somebody to spend on it, cool. As long as it's not costing you a whole lot of money, because New Japan has lamented this, and they have a pretty good base of people that are ordering New Japan World. It's not anywhere near what they want it to be, but if you think about like the excess money that they're bringing in, and I can't remember what it is right now, I'd have to do the numbers on it and find out what it was, but it was like, that was a pretty good chunk of change a month that people were giving them, and they're frustrated with it. So it makes me wonder how much, you know, overhead that they have, and how much this is, you know, hurting them, which makes you look at everybody else that's doing it and wondering, is this really the smart thing to do? Is it important to run live video and go that direction if it's going to cost you any more? So there's people definitely that I know would be all over this thing with DDT. I just wonder if it's going to be a whole lot of them and really would, if it would be worth it. When it comes to Tommy End, kind of the wrong guy to talk about there. I haven't really had a chance to see much PWG and see a whole lot of work from him. I know I saw him, I think, the couple of the Revolution Pro shows that I watched from last year. But I got to be honest, I don't even want to step in and dare speak at length about him. I'm better off with guys like Big Damo and get a couple guys like that who I've seen and I recall a little bit more. So I'll have to kind of to go to you on Tommy End, which can you talk about him or feel, how do you think he's going to do in NXT, being that you're over there and had a chance to see him?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I just got finished watching the second night of PWG Bowler tonight, and him and Chris Hero against Phoenix and Pentagon Jr. was just incredible. And he's come along quite a lot over the last couple of years. He's been a sort of mainstay in Progress Wrestling for a while now, and very kind of adept when it comes to striking, but he's got a good kind of grappling game as well. He's got the height on him. He's got a little bit of kind of thickness to him. But just a very kind of very unique look with the tattoos and the sort of satanic appearance, which would be curious to kind of see how they portray that, if that's all, if they do. I think he's a very intelligent guy. He's a very good talker as well. A lot more fluid than even like the likes of kind of Cesaro. So I think he's got a kind of good chance. And, if you're going to make it in the WWE, this is the time to do it, where, you look at sort of who's on top at the moment with your likes of Kevin Owens. I think he's got as good a chance as anyone.
And, they are a little bit more open to having some unique things on the roster right now as it stands, because it's, got his kickboxing background and that sort of stuff too. And I know Seth Pretzroselli's down there as a trainer and things like that. So, there's options for him right now. Now, how they take care of him on the main roster, well, that's to be seen still. That's the problem with everybody, of course. But what else is on your mind? Anything?
No, that was kind of the two things. I always prefer listening to the show when Brian's not on, so you're doing a good job, Mike.
I appreciate that very, very much, Mark. And, I think it'll be off again for all of those who are anti-Boss Man. It'll be off again on Monday afternoon as well, too. So it'll just be me and you as we lead into Raw. But take it back to the phone lines right now. I'm going to go to Paul in Barbersville. Paul, how are you? I have a feeling. I know what you want to talk about.
Well, actually, Mike, I actually did just watch the new episode of the Tiger Mask anime, which
uh-huh.
Fantastic match. But as much as I like talking about stuff that's a little silly and out there, like Chikara, like the Tiger Mask anime, like Stardom, I think I'm going to actually talk a little bit about TNA, because as fascinating as this little train wreck of a lawsuit is, the sad thing is TNA's reached a point where they're pretty much irrelevant. They could go out next week and not that many people would notice. They could string along enough funding to keep their TV show on the air for another year, maybe 2 years, however long. But and for one of their wrestlers, let's say Mike Bennett, if TNA went down or if his contract ran out next year, he'd be in the exact same position. And it's really a sad situation because Brian likes to joke that he could never write a rise and fall of TNA because they never had a rise. But they were once at a point where a million people were watching every week. They had a business model that could work, and they were either profitable or at the very least treading water. And it's really sad. They had things at their best that you could point at and say, here's something the WWE doesn't have. You could point out the X division or the tag team division, which was great for a while, or the women's division that was great when Awesome Kong and Gail Kim were having their series of matches. And they used to have partnerships with New Japan and AAA. And just one by one, all the things that made the company unique, all the things that made the company interesting, went by the wayside, and they pretty much destroyed their own business model.
It really, kids starving, I guess, is sad. But as far as a business goes, it's amazing. I mean, this is a company that started from midgets Masturbating in trash cans. That was on an episode of TNA at one point. Mm-hmm. When Vince Russo first started there, there were men dressed up as the Johnsons. There was a fat black man named Cheeks in a half shirt. They did some of the most ridiculous stuff. And with, I don't know if Scott D'Amore gets the credit. I don't know how many people. I'm sure Dutch Mantel and when they had some more grounded people there, that's when they seemed to do their best stuff. And they had rosters that, I mean, when you look at it from its very beginning, and even though they're guys like James Storm back then, you know, the Tennessee Cowboy, obviously wasn't anywhere near what he would become. I mean, there are at least some diamonds in the rough there. There was him. There was AJ Styles. There was this guy and that guy. Guys who had been around for a little while but never had gotten their due. Like the Christopher Daniels and the Lowkeys were being featured for the first time. Even if they were in the dopey storylines, they were at least being seen. Generation Next, before everything kind of went down with ROH. CM Punk and Alexis Lurie being with Raven and Julio De Niro, who, you know, finally got his shot, you know, outside of a dying ECW. You know, it was a guy that's been was on the indies forever that was finally get a chance to be seen in front of people. And they worked their way up from weekly pay-per-views. And, yeah, it took Dixie's daddy's money to do it, but they did it, and they get the thing on Fox, regional Sportsnet, and they build the thing up. And, you know, Brian's wrong. You know, he's right in the grand scheme of things, but he's wrong in that the thing didn't, maybe in spite of itself, get to a certain point. And you look at those rosters that they had. You look at it during its most loaded time of names when Hogan was there and they decided to go that direction to bring in a lot of older names and bigger names, your Jeff Hardys, your RVDs, you know, Rampage Jackson and Tito Ortiz at that time, the Dudleys, all these, you know, Booker T, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, everybody that went in and out of that place. But even when it wasn't loaded up like that, look at the names that were on there still, you know, up until the last couple of years. And even now, James Storm spurned TNA to come back. You got Mike Bennett there. You got, you know, Moose. You made these signings. And unfortunately, at this point, doesn't benefit anybody. You know, Mike Bennett's still got a chance because he's got Maria and they got a package and there's a lot they can do. I know they could walk back into New Japan even though they lost their spot. I'm sure they probably could. There's options for them. I think they would be a good duo in Mexico if they ever needed to be. Moose, though, he needs to work and he's not working and that sucks. James Storm, is this the end of his run? You know, I'm sure there's maybe a spot for him still in TNA or in NXT. But outside of that, what else do you do? Now, he may have enough money in the bank and all that stuff where he can pick and choose his spots and all that stuff. But as far as, you know, the hope of James Storm being a player in the same way that right now you would have the hope that Bobby Roode could be a player in NXT, no, it's not there. And I'm not sure who else they have under contract. I guess Brandi Rhodes now, and at least under a wrestling contract for that aspect of it, and a couple people like that. But it's unfortunate. It's too bad that it got to this point, and it's sad. It's sad that it looks as though that Dixie misled people. At least that's what Billy Corgan is claiming. And just a rough road to hoe. And it's on its way to just dying and fizzling out the same way a lot of old territories back in the day used to. So when you always make those mistakes and you don't learn from them, you're going to make them again. That's how that goes. We got to go to a break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Granger. Granger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Granger's got your back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I am Mike Sempervivi. I will be back with you Monday afternoon, solo again, beginning your countdown to Monday Night Raw. Continued build towards Hell in a Cell next weekend. It's now being advertised with three big main events. Yeah, they're taking the UFC Demetrius Johnson promotional approach there. We don't know which one of these things is going to be in the main event, but it's gonna be something. I know it made Brian, drove him nuts last week when they pulled the rug out on Sasha Banks and Charlotte as being the main event. And to be honest, I have no idea why. It just shows you inside the mind of WWE. I mean, they've done a craptastic job hyping that matchup anyway. At least you have the whole thing with it being the first one. You would figure, hey, it's the first women's Hell in a Cell. It might as well be the main event as well, but no, we don't have that. But it is the last push for that show, as well as, of course, Brock Lesnar's response to Goldberg. So that's really the biggest thing there as the lead up continues on for that, which will take place November 20th, something like that, I believe it is. So we got a long way for that to go with those guys kind of alternating weeks, I guess, on Raw leading into the week before the Survivor Series, where apparently they will have their face off and hopefully the most awesomest brawl ever, because that's what I want Brock Lesnar and Goldberg to do. We are here with you 7 days a week, live for 6-7, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, noon and 5 Pacific, 8 and 1 in the U.K. Saturday is normally a replay day for us. We come on at 1 p.m. Eastern time and repeat it again at 8, the 2-hour mothership, or the 1-hour mothership is Sunday, 6 o'clock, 3 p.m. Pacific. Monday morning replays at 11 a.m. Eastern. I want to thank producer Scott, everyone who called in, and especially everyone out there who listens. Until next time, I'm Mike Sempervivi, and this was Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.